It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey there, welcome to our program and calling all Whitesiders around the world. Jacob is in our studios. Jacob Whiteside's here on Border Crossings. We'll be talking to him. Even though he's got a sore throat this morning, we'll still have a conversation with Jacob, and we'll hear some new music from his new EP that comes out in October. So hang around. This is Border Crossings.
She's got tangled hair and cigarettes, curls like a sailor on the ocean in her eyes. But she's not my type at all. Five-star dinner with a t-shirt on, laughing too loud and a bit too long, and I think she's not my type at all. She's got pieces of me wrapped around her fingertips. Started slow but moving quickly to her. My type at all. No, she's not my type at all. She's got a plastic ring on her left hand from her boyfriend and a chip on her shoulder from her mom. And she's not my type at all. It's all so right, it's all so wrong. Probably be gone by the end of this song. And she's not my type at all. She's got pieces of me wrapped around her fingertips. Started slow but moving quickly to her heaven. But she's not my type at all. No, she's not, no, she's not, no, she's not. No, she's not my type at all. I am something else when she says my name. Type it all. She's got pieces of me wrapped around her fingers. She's got pieces wrapped around her fingertips. Started slow but moving quickly. No, she's not my type at all. No, she's not my type at all.
Hi, it's Border Crossings. Welcome to our program. My name is Larry London, and in our studios today, a young man who's out on tour, traveling the world, promoting his brand new upcoming EP, which goes on sale in October. We welcome to DC and to VOA Television, Jacob Whitesides. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I was loving your music. I've been listening to the last EP. And the new EP.
And my vocal warm-ups.
And your vocal warm-ups,
which, better than both the EPs.
Which are kind of unusual. I mean, honestly, is that something that all
artists
do? The
key to warming up is just to sound as stupid as possible.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's the key.
And you know, I'm sure you have a vocal coach, and that's somebody who told you this is what you got to do.
I've had multiple vocal coaches, and they all just, they want to embarrass you. So that's their goal in life, is just to embarrass the crap out of you. So.
Well, I'm going to embarrass you then. Do a little warm-up right now. Show us what your warm-up would be. This is what he does backstage. For the benefit of the fans who have no idea what really goes on behind the curtain, this is what Jacob does.
Got to get your little arm rolls in
the
there.
The arm's got to be warmed up.
And then you got to do the lip roll. This is the embarrassing part.
I I love it. Yeah, that's great. Let's have a CD of nothing but warm-ups.
I'll do it.
That would just be great. And of course, the bag of chips. You ate a bag of chips.
That's a new thing for me. I don't even really like chips, but...
But it works. It helps you throw.
I hope so. We're about to find out, I guess.
Now, you've been on tour since, I think, July with R5.
Yes, that's why my voice is mad at me. I've been on tour for about 8 weeks, shows like every day almost. And it's been an amazing tour. R5 is amazing. Their fans are a younger audience and a lot of their first concerts, so they're just super into it. And it's been amazing.
I had R5 on the show before.
Really?
Ross and the rest of the brothers.
Yeah, amazing.
They were on Border Crossings and with Disney, and of course they got lots and lots of young fans.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you're covering the young base.
Yes.
And you're a very handsome young man.
Oh, the shucks.
And this is a perfect time for you, I mean, to be on the scene now, because the male singers these days, there's a lot of attention being given to Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber. All these young guys coming
Absolutely.
Out. And so you're there at the right time. And you were discovered through, I think, YouTube?
Yeah, I posted, I started posting covers on YouTube, actually, about 3.5 years ago. I was posting for a little while and eventually led on to, it was going all right. And then Liam from One Direction actually had posted one of my videos onto his Twitter feed and kind of gave me a really great star. Got a lot of eyes on my video. So from there on, it's just been kind of a gradual transition from the cover scene to what is now my original music.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. What a great story to have Liam help post your
It's amazing.
Your music.
I hope I get to
there.
Meet him one day and thank him because he really
Better yet,
love.
How about being on tour with him?
I know.
That would
amazing.
Be even sweeter. So, Jacob, you write your own music?
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Original stuff?
Go to Nashville whenever I'm not on tour, constantly in co-writes. I love to co-write. Nashville's like the songwriting capital of the world, so it's super, super fun to go there. I have like my knit group of producers and writers and stuff that I like to work with. I'm actually, after going home for a little bit, I'm going to go back to Nashville in about a week from now. So. Mm-hmm.
And where's home?
Home is East Tennessee. I live in Sevierville, Smoky Mountains.
Oh, is that a big area, small area?
It's a big tourist area. It's where Dolly Parton's from, and Dollywood and all that, Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. So,
there you go. Not a bad place to be.
No, it's amazing. I love
it. And so you're only 17.
Yeah.
You're just a tender young 17-year-old. And you should be in high school today. You should be in school right now.
I am doing school, though.
You're doing school?
Online. Yeah, it's funny because I do it online. My mom helps me, but there's a lot of online tutors and stuff. But the other day I had a Radio Disney thing, and they have to bring in a teacher because it's required by the state. So anytime I work in Cali, they bring in a teacher for me so I get to feel like I'm in normal school.
And so you're being raised by mom.
Yes,
I read,
yes.
You know, mom is kind
just
of taking
me and
care
mom
of everything.
And my sister, they're both have been so amazing. My mom has just like set no limits on this. Like she's just been there since the beginning. So it's
what
been amazing.
Great career choice. Has it always been music for you? I mean,
no, it was sports early on from like all the way up until 13. I was totally into sports. Me and my dad don't talk much anymore, but he was in my life all the way up until about 13. So he was playing music. I wasn't really interested in it much, but he was doing the music thing, and I was playing football and basketball and tennis and all kinds of stuff. But picked up guitar when I was about 13.
Mm. Is that a painful subject for you to talk about, Dad?
No, not so much. It was just him and my mom obviously didn't get along very well. My mom spent a long time trying to change him. He wasn't very nice of a person. And I moved out. They split up, and I moved with him because we were doing music together at first. And I felt like I had no shot at music unless I went with him. So that was like my only option at the time. Mm-hmm. That negative energy kind of transitioned over to me, other than my mom, whenever I moved in with him. So. Mm-hmm. Left eventually, actually did the X Factor, and I asked my mom to fly there with me, and after that, I kind of moved in with her, so.
Wow. Any songs inspired by your relationship with your dad?
Yeah, I actually wrote a song called Ohio, and it pretty much tells the whole story, and it's kind of one of my favorite songs. It's the most personal song I've ever written.
Wow. Well, you put a lot out on the table.
Absolutely.
For being a
absolutely.
Young guy,
you're
pretty open and honest.
And that's the great thing about Nashville, honestly, like, being able to go and you get so close with the writers, you're able to open up about super personal subjects, and the best songs come from the heart. So
you're about to put out your second EP. Does it have a title? I couldn't find it anywhere.
We haven't revealed the title yet. I don't know if
How
it's
about
official.
Today? How about on this show?
Gosh.
Or at least just give me some ideas of what you're considering.
I'll give you a hint.
Give me some
it has
ideas.
It to do with faces.
Yeah, with
faces.
With faces.
That's all I can say. Faces.
Not forehead.
Not forehead. Or five head, or six head, just faces.
Faces, all right. And it's coming out in October.
Yes. I'm so excited for it, honestly. It's like some of the best music I've made thus far. And yeah, I love it.
And this is on your own label. 17, yeah. And you got your own company
going. Yeah, definitely.
Going.
Luckily enough for me, this has been like super organic from the beginning. Obviously, I was on X Factor, but didn't really get much airtime. Probably got like a solid 2 seconds. But the fans have just given me so much leverage going in, because I obviously there comes a point in time where you want to take it to the next step. You want to get a bigger team. You want to get a label. They gave me a lot of leverage going in, though, so I could get the deal that I wanted and keep the music on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have creative control 100%, and I think the fans would see through that if I were to sign a deal and my Twitter was taken over by a bunch of people and my music wasn't the same and they made me what they wanted me to be, then I think the fans would see right through it. So luckily enough for me, I have an army of amazing fans who gave me great leverage going in to get the deal that I wanted.
And a couple of million Twitter followers already.
What'd you say?
A couple of million.
Oh, yes.
Twitter followers.
It's hard to keep up with sometimes.
It's amazing. Like
so much negative and positive like at the same time. It's just always... Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing. It comes natural to me at this point, just going online and tweeting and stuff. So it's just like a part of me now. But it's a lot to keep up with.
And what's the plan for the full studio album? I mean, you own your own label now, so yeah, you can call the shots.
Honestly, these last two EPs have been a little bit more rushed than I'd like them to be, because there's so much going on, so much touring. For the album, I would love, I think I have like 3 months to just sit down and really dig into new music and stuff. I've had like a month for the last two EPs, so it's going to be nice to be able to hopefully travel a little bit and write. So I've planned on, when I get back to Nashville, to take a little retreat with my with some of my favorite writers and just really, really dive into this album, because it's going to be a special one, first one.
Now, what do you say to people who compare you to Justin Bieber? Because you obviously you're handsome. You look a little bit like him. You've gone the same road, you know, through the YouTube.
I mean, I'm not offended whatsoever. I think he's super talented. We obviously have very different styles of music. Came up the same way as far as YouTube, and he kind of set the groundwork for a new way of doing things. So it's a compliment for sure, because he really started the YouTube curve. He was the first one to really be discovered off of YouTube, followed by, you know, Austin Mahone and other YouTubers. But he kind of set the groundwork for young artists like me and other people.
And you can learn from his mistakes.
Absolutely.
Not to repeat those mistakes.
No comment.
Jacob Whiteside's here. So your fans are called Whitesiders.
Oh, yeah.
And they're around the world because you have traveled literally Amsterdam, Copenhagen, UK. Shows sell out in just minutes.
Yeah, it's been crazy, honestly. Just, you know, I've been doing this for a while, 3 years online. I haven't been touring for 3 years, obviously. But three and a half years, I've been talking to all these people. And finally, we booked my first international tour last year. And got to go over there and see all these faces that have been supporting me for so long. Just an incredible feeling, because it's so hard over there. They have the same, they have the different time zones, all the distance and stuff, and they support just as hard as the American fans. And it was amazing to be able to go over there, and it's just a whole nother level of chaos. Like pulling up to the venue every morning, being woken up by fans screaming lyrics and stuff. It's just an amazing, amazing group of people over there.
Is it the same age group that follows you in Europe
definitely.
That is following you here?
Definitely, it's mostly. 14 to 18, some older, some younger, but that's like my core demographic, and I love it, honestly. I mean, I love meeting new fans, adult fans. I have adult fans. I've on the R5 tour, my song Not My Type at All spins on SiriusXM Coffeehouse, so a lot of older people do listen to it, and it's interesting to see. You can spot sometimes just the dad with his little girl singing Not My Type at All. It's a cool feeling. So.
It must just blow you away. You're 17 and senior in high school, and you're selling out shows in Europe.
It's amazing. You know, London was a super, super special show. Paris also sold out super quick. And I'm anxious to go back. We're going back and doing, I'm actually doing a three shows in one day in Paris, which is going to be a really interesting thing. The first show would be I'm going to play some of my old covers and do like a Q&A type session. Second show, acoustic performance of some of the new songs and the old EP. And then the last show is like the grand finale with the band and stuff. So that's going to be a first for me. It's going to be pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to Paris.
And I wonder, you know, 17, you're writing about love. You don't know what love is.
I don't know.
17.
I feel like love is a pretty universal feeling. regardless if you're in a relationship or not. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you love your friends, you love your family. Obviously, I have a girlfriend. I feel like I love her quite a bit. But
ooh,
yeah.
There's a lot. There's a collective. Aww. The audience around the world.
She's actually here today.
Oh, she is?
She is. She's sitting in there. But yeah, it's just love is such an amazing feeling, and it's nice to be able to sing and have fans sing along with it too, because it's such, like I said, it's such a universal feeling.
All right. And you got the guitar, and
absolutely,
you're ready to sing, and I know you have a sore throat because of all the hard work and the touring that you've been doing, but we're going to give it a
shot. You can take over if my voice gets
out. No. You don't want to hear me sing. What's the song you're going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song called Broke Billionaire. It's about a...
about all of us, I guess.
It's kind of about just not being caught up in materialistic things, mm-hmm. How meaningless expensive things are if you don't have anyone to share it with, and... yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
All right, Jacob Whiteside's our guest here on Border Crossings. We've got him live in the studio.
I'd rather be broke here with you. Flying on a jet made of gold. I'd rather have holes in my shoes than grow old without you. I'd rather be rich in your arms than be another in a sports car. I'd rather go hungry by candlelight. Cause 5 stars on your own is barely getting by. And I know the one thing money can buy. Cause you can only live in one house at a time. Would I care how big the diamond is if suddenly I'm not? Cause I can buy a heart. When I see you standing there, don't let me be a broke billionaire. And I'm not afraid to die. Cause I know one thing money can buy. Cause you can only live in one house at a time. Would I care a big time if suddenly I'm blind? Cause I can buy a heart. I see you standing there. Don't let me be a broke billionaire.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Jacob Whiteside's on our
show
today.
Thank you so much.
Here on Border Crossings. What are you going to buy when you make that first $1 million check? When you get that first million in the bank, what are you going
to
run out and do?
I would love to buy my mom her dream house. Honestly, she's obsessed with having, like, little house on the prairie, like white house on a farm. And, like, I would love to put my mom in a nice house. That would be my first goal. And then, obviously, I would love to get my own place in Nashville. I've actually been staying in hotels every time I go to Nashville, which is terrible. It doesn't feel homey at all. So when I make my first million, I will be grabbing myself a nice little compound.
And, of course, you get something for the girlfriend.
Of course.
Don't forget that since she's here. Don't forget. You got to get something for the girlfriend. But, wow, that's great. It's great that you put mom at the top of the list, buying mom a house.
Of course. I mean, I feel like she's responsible for, like, almost all of this. Giving that much trust to a 13-year-old, obviously, she was working 3 jobs. She was just, like, killing it for me. And taking me to gigs and stuff. Like, she was so amazing, even early on when I didn't have, like, a big following and none of this was really happening for me. She believed in me. And that takes a lot for a mom to do that. So I really, I just love my mom a lot.
What's your name?
Becky.
Becky.
Yes.
Give some love and a
Thank
shout
you,
out to
Becky.
Mom. Thank you, Becky. You made a great kid. So, you know, you sound well grounded. You know, you didn't say I'm going to run out and buy a Ferrari.
No.
Like some other
pop stars. I don't even have my license yet.
You don't
yet,
have
so.
A license yet.
No, I haven't had time, honestly.
You rely on limos.
I started touring when I turned like 16, which is the age you can get your license. So. Mm-hmm. It's not been a lot of time. Hopefully when I go home, I can sit down and focus long enough to take the test.
And one of the places that you're very, very popular is the Philippines. And we have a lot of people from the Philippines tuned into our show.
Awesome.
So say hi. Do you know how to speak Tagalog?
No. Teach me.
Oh, Kumustaka.
Kumustaka.
There you go. That means what's going on. You say Mabuhay.
Mabuhay.
Mabuhay is hello. It's a greeting. Mabuhay.
I almost said it. You say it. And I'll
Mabuhay. Mabuhay. There we are.
Yeah, let's think. Yeah, it's been amazing, actually. Like, even early on, I was receiving fan mail. I opened up a P.O. box about 3 years ago, and I was receiving fan mail from the Philippines and all these foreign places. And it's just mind-blowing to me how amazing the internet is, the fact that you can connect to all these different places through, like, a screen. Mm-hmm. So,
have you eaten any weird food when you've been traveling to these countries around?
I am very, 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 very picky. Mm-hmm. When I went to Europe, I pretty much ate McDonald's every single day.
That's picky?
Yeah, I can't. I want to try new foods, but they scare me a lot. So whenever, even when I'm here, I'm always eating really healthy food like Taco Bell and Wendy's. And
do you have a healthy food, Wendy's? Do you have a date for the EP?
I believe, don't quote me.
All right, middle of October.
October 23rd.
There you go.
I believe.
Okay.
Could be pushed back, could be pushed
whatever, sure, whatever. Whatever
October
happens.
23rd, I believe, is when the EP is dropping.
All right. And something about the face. It has to do with something about the face.
Faces. That's the faces. First word of
faces.
The
faces. Oh, okay. Well, see, we're getting a little more out of him.
Yes. I'll tell you. I'll whisper in your ear when the interview's over.
Okay. And so you're doing a tour right after the EP comes out.
Yeah, I'm actually planning. Well, I guess we're going to Europe first, and then we're coming back to do the the EP will be released after the tour, so I don't know what touring we have planned. I would like to headline the States again, obviously, once the EP's out, but I'm definitely going to have to take a little bit of a break to get back in the studio and start working on the album. Mm-hmm. What's amazing is we finished the EP finished like a couple weeks ago, and we've already started to work on the album, so just lots of new music coming. I'm super excited for constantly just working on new stuff. So.
And you're writing songs for the girlfriend, I assume.
She's not probably just the girlfriend, but yes, she's heavy on my heart.
How's the throat feeling?
Terrible.
It's not feeling good at all, huh?
It hurts a lot, but I've managed to get through the song. So.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much, man.
And I know to have MTV say you're one of the artists to watch, that's kind of cool, too.
It is amazing. I actually went to the VMAs. Did you watch the VMAs?
Yes, I did,
year?
With Miley.
Very controversial.
Yes.
So I got to go to that. That was really fun. MTV has been a big part of this recently, playing my music videos, and their Twitter is actually my favorite. I love to tweet back and forth with MTV. They have this sweet girl that runs their Twitter account. But MTV is amazing. Did the Artist to Watch show in New York City, which was super fun for me. We actually got the Lion King singers from Broadway to come in and do one of my songs with me, and it was just it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you can check out that video on MTV for anyone watching.
I want you to promise that you'll come back and visit us.
Of course, hopefully my voice will be in better shape.
Yes, and you'll sing more songs.
Absolutely, I'll sing 20 songs.
20 songs, sorry.
20 songs, we'll do a marathon.
There you go. We can't get another one out, can we? I mean, there's not enough in there for...
I might die on the spot if we do another one.
Yeah, well, do another one then. We're on the spot.
You want me to die?
I want you to die. I want you to die. No, I want you to live. But your voice is sounding better. So I thought maybe we could squeeze another song out.
One more?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try.
But I love your sound. What's this one called?
I'll do Let's Be Birds.
All right.
I'll do a little bit of it at least.
All right, yeah, a little. That's fine.
Have you ever been to Mexico? I wanna leave right now. Not a soul has to know the why or how. It's about as much as I can get.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that's.
I was about to go. That's up, one of but those. My voice started collapsing.
All right. Well, that's one of those leave them wanting more moments.
Two lines.
But thank you, Jacob, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, man.
Now, if people want to reach out to you on your social media sites, can you give out the...
Yeah, it's just Jacob Whitesides all around. I'm verified for the most part on everything, so it'll pop up. Just JacobWhitesides.
And the website the same?
Yes, JacobWhitesides.com.
And you can get the CD on your website,
yes,
Amazon, iTunes.
Yes, it's for sale. The physical copies for sale on my website. iTunes has the digital download. Actually, also just I dropped a single with Kelly Rowland, which is one of my favorite songs I've ever recorded. It's a really fun. It's a lot different from what I've released in the past. It's more on the pop side, but it's mm-hmm. a super fun song. She's incredibly talented, a legend, and so that's also available on iTunes as of now. So.
Any other collaborations?
Not yet, but I love collaborating. I'm actually thinking about starting a collaboration thing on YouTube where I do collaborations like once a month with different artists and stuff. It's really fun being able to share art with other artists and stuff. So definitely in the near future, some more collaborations.
What's your favorite part so far? I mean, is it the writing? Is it the singing, performing?
I feel like my favorite, it changes. I mean, when I'm on tour, obviously, my favorite part is writing. And when I'm writing, my favorite part is being on tour. It's kind of vice versa. But honestly, just being able to travel around, the traveling part is incredible. I loved traveling when I was little, but we didn't grow up wealthy at all. I'd been to like a couple states. I'd been to Georgia. I think we took one vacation to Florida and got to go to Disney World on my birthday when I was 13. But now being able to travel all across the world is just like, honestly, like a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you so much.
And the future is so bright. There's so much ahead of you. It's an exciting time.
Thank you, man.
But you sound great. And even though your voice is not feeling at its best, you still sound great. And it's wonderful to have you in our studio. So
appreciate
thank you for
you,
coming
man.
In to DC and visiting with us.
Thank you so much.
And come back and see us after the album's out.
Of course.
All right. Jacob Whitesides has been our guest. This is Border Crossings, and you are watching VOA TV.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1. Border Crossings with Larry London.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms, kiss me under the your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in.
Crossings, Ed Sheeran, and he's thinking out loud. And that is a request from Yared Atnafu of Addis Ababa, who said, I request that song for my love, Bistat Afawerk. It's Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, whose second album, X, has just been certified diamond. Diamond status. That's about as good as it gets. And you know what that means? Diamond means you have sold 10 million copies of an album. So that is huge, mega huge. So congratulations, Ed Sheeran, on your success with your sophomore album, X. And the hit song Thinking Out Loud, which also has broken all kinds of records and earned him all kinds of accolades. I'm Larry London. We also started off with a request from Philip DaCosta in Ghana for Jermaine Stewart, and We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off, which is probably a very good idea now they've got TV cameras here in the studio. I think I'll keep my clothes on, and I think you'll be happy I made that decision. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings again. Thank you, Jacob Whitesides, for coming on our program for the first half. We hope to have that up on the web very, very soon. We've got a bunch of other stuff we're putting up on the web, like Fifth Harmony and things like that. You can go to voanews.com, go to Programs, TV, and then Border Crossings, and you'll find all our programming. And we've got a few more requests to play before the end of the hour. Adam Scaprono wants me to play this next song. It's the Everly Brothers, Phil and Don, taking us back to the 60s now. And this is a song called A Message from Mary.
These are the words of a frontier lad who lost his love when he turned bad. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her where I am. Take a message to Mary, but don't say I'm in a jam. You can tell her I had to see the world, or tell her that my ship set sail. You can say she better not wait for me, but don't tell her I'm in jail. Oh, don't tell her I'm in jail. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun. You can tell her I had to change my plans and cancel out the wedding day. But please don't mention my lonely cell where I'm gonna pine away until my dying day. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her all you know. My heart's aching for Mary, Lord knows I miss her so. Just tell her I went to Timbuktu. Tell her I'm searching for gold. You can say she'd better find someone new to cherish and to hold. Oh Lord, this cell is cold. Mary, Mary.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feelings overwhelm me. It's much too strong. Can I lay by your side? Next to you, you, and make sure you're alright. I'll take care of you. Now, don't want to be here if
Crossing, Sam Smith and Lay Me Down. His album's called In the Lonely Hour, and he said the songs on the album, he revealed when he put the album out, the songs on the album are written as love songs to another guy. Sam has openly admitted homosexuality, so he said that these songs are written about his love professing for another guy. And he was seeing a guy for a while, and that relationship has since ended. But that is Sam Smith, Lay Me Down. And it's a request from Righteous Adai, who is in Nigeria, tuned into Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Lord OG Custodio, who listens to us in Kuwait from the Philippines, JC Saul, Emmanuel Bless Yambasu, Birdman Jr., Mako Weddy is with us, and Gezicho Weekend, also listening to Border Crossings. Thank you for checking in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London, where we hang out on Facebook. And also, Fel Bell made a request, so thank you. Augustino Ogwo is listening. Edmund Jerome tuning into the program. Tom DeMob in Ethiopia said, I enjoy hearing the show. Dawit Michael Jr., Samuel Asifa, Louis Belay. These are all folks who've checked in the last 24 hours. Edwin El Grande, I heard from Hamari No. Edward David Wilson, Henry Yodije. So thank you. And Amir Moses, Johanna Mesfin, all with us on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We have time for a couple more requests. So back to business. Here's one for Samuel Opentang in Ghana. And he's requested this song on Border Crossings, which is called Village Ghetto Land. Stevie Wonder.
To go with me down my dead end street, would you like to come with me to Village Ghetto Land? See the people lock their doors while robbers laugh and steal. Beggars watch and eat their meals from garbage cans. Broken glass is everywhere, it's a bloody scene. Killing plagues the citizens, unless they own police. Children play with rusted cars, swords cover their hands. Politicians laugh and drink, drunk to all demands. sun roams the street. Babies die before they're born, infected by the greed. Now some folks say that we should be glad for what we have. Tell me, would you be happy? Will it get to last?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Watch me take it up, then I break it down. I don't play sports, but it's a touchdown. I don't blend in, I'm a black sheep. And even then, they still follow me. I rock the race stripes, could go and check my closet. Never sure to go up, could go and check my wallet. I'm a comet, head of this planet. Sitting on the throne and these haters can't stand it.
DJ, play my song.
Becky G, whose real name is Becky Gomez, and she's from California. She grew up not too wealthy. In fact, she said, I recall a time when my family had to live in my grandparents' garage because we were homeless. So, well, since then, she's done very well for herself. That's a request from Siraj Gek Mesfin, who's in Ethiopia listening to Shagar FM 102.1. And asked for us to play that song called Play It Again, Becky G. All right, we got time for one more song before we have to say goodbye. Here are the Beatles.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make it.
Lady Madonna, it's Border Crossings, and Ringo Starr has put out a memoir. It's called Photograph. He's got some photos and some stories about life as a Beatle, the most famous rock band in the history of pop music. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. Jacob Whitesides, thank you for coming in. Even though the kid was sick, didn't feel well, had a sore throat, still managed to make it into our studios and appear on the show. So thank you so much. Jacob, we really appreciate your dedication and your hard work. Glenn, our engineer, thank you. Felicia and Vince, our producer-director, thank you so much for all your help. I'm Larry London, and we will be back at it tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings, heard worldwide on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.